You're listening to the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on July 11th, 2016. My guest today is a developer advocate for Lean Kits, a former coworker of mine, and a noted bacon enthusiast, David Neal. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm glad you're on the show. Now, I haven't written a desktop app in a while, but you told me about a way to write desktop apps that are cross-platform and they're kind of web dev friendly. So can you tell me about Electron?
Yeah, so Electron was created by GitHub for the Atom editor, and it became such a great idea that they split it out into its own framework, and now there's been a good number of other applications built on Electron, formerly named the Atom Shell, and Visual Studio Code is one of those things.
Yeah.
And really exciting. So not to be confused, it's not just a different version of Atom. It's a whole new editor
right.
built on top of the Electron desktop shell. And then there's other apps like if you've used the Slack desktop client for Windows or Linux, I believe those are Electron apps. And there's a bunch of other examples.
You mentioned it was created for Atom, but why did they feel the need to create that in the first place? Or why did they build the app this way?
They just had a vision of using web technologies to build a good editor. And since Node.js, Atom, the Electron shell and Atom are based on Chrome and Node.js.
Right.
And those two technologies are already cross-platform. You can use those on any platform. And both Chrome and Node.js use the Chrome V8 JavaScript engine. So it's kind of a lot of synergy there to leverage and build a way of creating desktop apps. And, you know, even though we are living in a mobile-first, web-first world today, there's still a good need for good desktop applications.
Visual Studio Code was built with Electron. I've been using it for a while. I didn't realize it was built with a cross-platform tool like that. When you told me that, or when I found that out, I was very impressed because Visual Studio Code feels very native to me already.
That's right. So that's one of the impressive things about Electron is you can be using an Electron application and would never realize that it's essentially a web application. It's HTML and JavaScript and CSS and then whatever front-end frameworks or JavaScript frameworks might be lurking underneath. What GitHub has done with Electron is they've built a library of native extensions that are for each platform, for each operating system. So when you do things like a file open or save dialog or a print dialog or menus, all those things are native to the OS that you're running on. And so from a user's perspective, from someone using the application, they would never know that it's a web app.
Now, is there anything that Electron is not really well suited for? What comes to mind for me, because it's built on those web technologies, is something that's really CPU or RAM intensive, like a video game or video editing tools, things like that.
That might be the case. I mean, there's certainly some good tools for creating web-based games around Canvas and some other JavaScript frameworks. The really cool thing about Electron, though, is since it is based on Node.js, you can create native extensions or native modules for your application in C or C++. And that's what's already going on with a lot of Node.js modules. So if you want to do things like video editing or audio editing, things that are CPU intensive, chances are there's already a Node.js module or 5 or 20 of them available for you to use that are written in C or take advantage of existing C libraries that can do all that heavy work outside of, you know, because we all know JavaScript can do a lot of things, but it's not maybe the best for doing that kind of CPU intensive work.
Sure. Really cool. I never thought about the whole C library wrappers. You could just drop them in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else out there like Electron? How do they compare with Electron?
Well, the immediate thing that comes to mind is NWJS. It was a formerly called Node WebKit. And I don't know a whole lot about NWJS. I do know that GitHub felt strongly enough about their approach towards creating a desktop app shell that they chose to build their own instead of using Chrome. I think it has to do with the way the application starts. So Electron starts using Node.js as the foundation, and then Chrome is only used for the rendering piece. So it doesn't bring in the entire Chrome module application infrastructure. It just brings in the rendering piece of it. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. Beyond that, there's two things that come to mind. One is an application framework called Qt, and that is C-based, and you would have to write C code. I'm not a C expert, so that would be really difficult for me to do that. And it's dual license. So it's if you're doing an open source project, you can use it. But if you want to do a commercial product, you have to buy the commercial license. And that may be a barrier for some folks. Just the fact that it's C language and, you know, UI might be a little bit difficult across platforms would be hard for me. The third option, and the one that I attempted first, was Xamarin. My company uses Xamarin for building mobile apps. And I thought, well, I've heard that Xamarin has a Xamarin Mac tool that you can build desktop Mac applications. So that was my first attempt, was to create cross-platform tools using Xamarin, and my experience did not go too well. Even though you can create a core of .NET code that you can share between your different platforms, the UI is still up to you to build, and it's really difficult. So I'm not a WinForms designer or WPF developer. And then on the Mac, you have to use UI Builder, Xcode, and then on Linux, it's pretty much good luck.
Yeah, you mentioned Qt. That's one that's been around for a while. And every once in a while, I come across an app that uses Qt, and you can always kind of tell that the UI there is, it's sort of mimicking the Windows UI, but it's not using anything native.
Yeah.
So it always looks a little strange.
And I guess technically you could still build a Java application that runs on on each platform. But again, it's, you know, from what I've seen so far, Electron, you know, like you said earlier, you can't tell that it's a web application. The Chrome and, you know, as far as the UI and the effects and interactions, the user experience overall looks very, very native.
Right. You mean Chrome with a lowercase c in that case.
That's right. Yeah. not Chromium, right. But Chrome.
I've been using Visual Studio Code for a little while now, and I noticed that there is a huge, rich library of extensions out there for that, and I assume for Atom as well. Mm-hmm. Is there something about Electron that makes writing extensions easier?
Simply the fact that it's JavaScript, and both of these engines have a way of hooking in other JavaScript modules. So the whole Node.js ecosystem, with the way that it modularizes, you can create modules that can easily be loaded at any time into, you know, the JavaScript runtime. Being able to create additional functionality extensions that can be plugged in, and it makes it really, since it is JavaScript, it makes it pretty easy to create those hooks.
Can you recommend any particular resources that I could point someone who's looking to get started using Electron?
Yeah, there's a couple that are really good. First of all, just the Electron website itself. It is full of, you know, the documentation is really good. Plus, they've got some sample apps that you can download and kind of interactively learn Electron using an Electron-based application. It's kind of Inception or something. The other thing is a website on GitHub, a GitHub project called Awesome Electron. If you just search for GitHub Awesome Electron, it is a curation of links, articles, tutorials, open source applications, the complete comprehensive list of all things Electron.
Yeah, very cool. I'm going to put some links to those in the show notes. Is there anything else you'd like to plug before we wrap up the show?
I would like to say that you don't need permission to be awesome. It's a personal philosophy of mine. So if you find a cool technology, dive in and see where it can take you.
My guest today has been David Neal. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Cross-Cutting Concerns Podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves 2016. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The hosting for this podcast is made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Skype and Audacity. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy their music on Amazon or iTunes. I'm just going to note that you used the word synergy.
Well, that's what came to mind. Sorry.
That's okay. It is a real word.